from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. At 929 Morning Shift on the X, 404-726-0929. If you want to hit us on the phone lines, it's the wake-up call. And, guys, an interesting conversation just broke out during the break. Proper way to hug somebody.
No, that's not. So we're watching, full disclosure, Nikki and I have my iPad up over here, and we're watching
Beach volleyball. There's a difference, yep.
Yeah, and after every point, I think this is Spain and the Netherlands.
Yep.
And after every point.
Which USA did advance, by the way. They're just not on right now.
Yeah, and I think they have two teams in it as well. But at the after every point, they awkwardly
hug.
Embrace. And it's not, I don't care about any of that. It's just the way they hug, it looks weird. Because it looks uncomfortable. As in, like, they're not comfortable doing it, yet they feel the need to do it, and then...
It's habit.
Yeah.
In volleyball, I mean, volleyball, tennis, especially when you're just playing with one other person, it's habit to turn to the other person and just be like, I got you. Whether it's like a tap, maybe an awkward embrace,
Look. I think Nikki brought up a good point. Hugs are really based on height.
They are
very much based on height. Yeah. And it's always weird for me. Like, I have to do a dap hug whenever it's another male. Like,
yeah.
I have to dap hug because I can't simply come in and hug another male with two arms over the top.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that means that the shorter male has to go two arms underneath, and that's just not okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you're watching that from afar, you're like, that was really awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm just straight dap, bro hug, one arm, clap together, thumbs up, and we have to do kind of the one arm thing.
Yeah,
but
my husband's 6'5",
right.
And I'm, 5'6". I have to do like the...
Shoes or not. You might be 5'8 and a half in shoes.
These give me a little more height, which that's a whole other question about, you know, when we got married, I don't think I was a breeder, so to speak, because I wasn't tall enough. So there's that.
I don't ever want to hear anything about the things coming out of my mouth with what you just dropped.
Look,
that is hilarious.
I'm watching volleyball. It brings back a lot of memories. It's my favorite sport. I wasn't tall enough, and then I marry someone. I'm still not tall enough,
yeah.
So I got to do the awkward hug with my husband. How did we get here?
Well, this is what happens when you're around me. I take us weird places. Have you ever Have you ever noticed that, like, I don't see G every day, right?
Right.
But when I do see G, Gordon is our on-site engineer. But when I do see G, we always handshake, dap, hug, every time I see him.
Every time?
Once that day. But I don't see him every day. I don't ever shake.
Sure,
I don't ever give you like the high five or
I'm
handshake.
I'm in with Knuckles on G.
Yeah, but I've known him my entire radio career. Like, we go back. We got history. But we don't ever
I don't ever
shake your hand or even give you the fist bump. Nothing. Never. Ever.
Yeah, no.
Because I see you every day.
Don't go 12 hours without seeing you.
You don't shake hands or do that stuff with someone you see all the time.
Yeah.
But people you don't see, you see like once a week or whatever, you feel the need to do that.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't understand it.
I'm a hugger. I'll hug someone. I don't care if I just saw you like yesterday.
Yeah.
I like to make my introverted friends feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of me. I'm a little bit of an introvert.
I'm absolutely not a hugger. I think it comes from the fact that I'm a sweaty dude. So, like, the hugging, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I just don't necessarily need to touch people all the time. Yeah. I mean, nothing against people that do.
Right.
I don't know
how we got off the rails. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to the lines and let's hit up our buddy John out in LaGrange. Good morning, John. Hope you're having a good Monday.
Hey, I'm having a great Monday, and in the sense of the Olympics, I feel like I need to be proper this morning, so I'm going to say, good morning, gentlemen, ladies, and Squid. So my takeaway is, you know, the Braves, for a fleeting moment this weekend, I thought, you know, we got a shot at the division because Philadelphia is just wetting the bed, and I still feel that way, so I feel like the Braves – if nothing else, you know, we're going to have a good last 60, 70 games to see how it plays out. Now, as far as the hand, it's the middle finger and the two fingers on the other side. That's all you do playing beach volleyball. You just slap the hand. Good point. You don't have to hug.
You don't even have to actually grab hands. You just have to just those
no, fingers. Just a couple, three fingers. Slap them, okay. And we're good. Now, Scottie Scheffler. Final round 62 for the gold. He is the greatest golfer on the planet today. And that's my mic drop. See ya.
I agree, man. Thanks, John.
Man,
great call.
I hate it when I have to agree with John from LaGrange, but I agree with John.
Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty's the best. He's the best player in the world right now. I mean, Xander's close, I think.
I think he won gold last year, if I'm not mistaken. Last Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they brought it back. 2016 was the last time, or that's when they brought golf back.
Yep. Yeah.
Finally.
Yep.
I think it's great.
He's on his way to be, what, FedEx Cup Player of the Year?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And now Xander won two majors, which Scotty only won one. But winning that gold medal really brings it back into light of how good of a year he's had.
He's won three other tournaments too, though, right?
No, he's won six or seven tournaments, including the Masters this year.
Okay.
Scotty has.
Yeah.
He's been on fire this year. So, but I think Xander's two majors kind of maybe pull him in there, but yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's probably going to be the golfer of the year. It's going to be if he wins the FedEx Cup here in Atlanta in a couple of weeks, then I don't see how Scotty doesn't win it. But number one player in the world, I mean, he's incredible.
How do you not for that guy too? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's been an interesting few months.
If you're a Louisville police officer, you might not pull for him.
Oh, and we went there.
Let's go out.
Course record too. He got a course record.
Let's get another phone call in, and let's go out to Squid Billion out in Dallas, Georgia. Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Morning, everybody. Morning, another Squid.
Sir?
Got a wake-up call and a couple questions. The wake-up call is for the Olympics. I think for every event they need to implement that there's one person that played that sport at the JV high school level, just so that the rest of us have, a point of reference, because sitting at home eating my potato chips and drinking a beer watching Simone Biles do the vault thinking, that's basically a double backflip. I could probably do that because they're so good that they make it look easy. So we just need some reference to be like, there's no way in hell that I could do that.
Right.
And then question number one, Mike, is your middle name Peyton?
No, it's not. No, he leaked it out earlier, but we'll
Pierce. Oh,
no. It's not Peyton.
I must have missed
it. No, it's not Pierce.
And then last question is, if you guys can only go to one Falcons game this season, which game would you guys go to?
Ooh, that's a great question, man. Thanks for the call, Squid Billion. I think one of the better games, obviously you want to go see the Chiefs, you want to see greatness. I think the Eagles is going to be very indicative of where this team is at. I can't wait to see them open up with Arthur Smith, though, and you know, all the storylines around that. But give me just a good old-fashioned the Saints come to town, and I want to see the rivalry game. Because after the way that game ended in New Orleans last year with them sneaking, the fake quarterback sneak with the touchdown, I know that that's not Arthur Smith and company here in town, but I hope those players on this roster currently kind of took that personally. So,
yeah.
I will say, he brings up an interesting point, and I talked with my wife, and I don't want to put my wife's friends on blast about this conversation, but I think both of y'all enjoy this, and I think Bo, I might have talked to you about this. So one of my wife, she's talking to one of her friends the other day, and her friend's husband is like talking about the uneven bars, and he's like, I bet you I could do a full 360 degree rotation.
Absolutely
on the
not.
Uneven bars.
And
I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Does he have
six
pack first of all?
No, he
then
doesn't.
No.
And God bless him, and I hope he's listening right now, because I was like, I think that's cool and everything, but that's like your wife saying I could go into a batter's box at Truist and I could, I could at least get a hit. Like, no. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be possible. You're not giving anybody enough. And I said, even though I'd love to see him attempt to do that, I won't let that happen, because I would feel guilty when he falls and breaks his neck trying to do the uneven bars and he's got a family to support. Because I couldn't let that happen.
It's kind of like saying, it's like saying you could walk out here or walk on the NFL field and say, yeah, I could block T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
No.
Yeah,
it's not
possible. Yeah, I could, or maybe run. Yeah. Okay. No. I mean, the strength and the speed and all that put together that these guys coming off the edge in NFL game have is unreal. Like I'm sure you've had somebody, you put your hands on somebody and they put their hands on you, but it's different.
Right.
When the dudes played at that level, because the strength, I remember me and Pollock went at it one day, and I was like, I can block you. And when he put his hands on me,
he put you down in 2 seconds flat.
Well, there was a butt imprint in a wall, and it was caved in a little bit, and it was my butt.
Let me come at this from another angle, though, when we talk about the Olympics, because I had this conversation with a buddy on Saturday as well. If there is one sport at the Olympics where you think you could blend in to the field, is there one sport where you were like, I'm not sure I'd win anything, but could I just blend my way into that?
Okay.
Is there any sport out there where you think I could just blend in? Like, nobody would notice.
No, but one of my favorite stories from the Olympics, there's a gal that could. She was a, capital, what am I trying to say? Venture capitalist. She was a venture capitalist.
Okay.
She lived in New York. She simply joined a cycle club because she wanted to check it out. She wanted a hobby.
Oh.
And she quit her job, and she just won gold, the first ever American to win gold on a road race.
You're kidding me.
For cycling. I kid you not. So, like, talk about blending in. She picked it up, like, what?
I didn't know it was going there.
Yeah.
That's 2016? Crazy.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, you know, she set, you know, their company's record when she was a venture capitalist.
An American, former venture capitalist, like, joined a cycling club in New York and did the thing.
When she said venture capitalist and quit her job, I was like, oh, is she bankrupt now? Like, does she have a home?
She's one of the greatest stories, though.
Like, she's like, no, she won a gold medal.
Like, that sounds like a movie. Sounds like a movie. Like,
I could probably look like as far as appearance.
Okay, physically. Let's go physically. Physically. Because athletically, we're all out.
Yeah, but physically, I could probably walk into one of those places where they do the
archery?
Sharpshooting. Sharpshooting. And I could make myself look like I belong.
You flip down the glasses. Yeah. The blur glasses.
But then when I start shooting, they're like, God, he missed a target by like 6 feet. And I'm like...
That's the first thing that popped in my head with archery.
Did I hit you? Yeah. Are you okay?
Mr. Morgan took out the cameraman. he's facing charges.
Don't do that in the wrong country.
No, man, I think it's a funny conversation because I'm like, dude, it's probably once upon a time I might have been able to blend into like the shot put guy.
I was going to say shot put.
But that's 10 years removed from that, man. I used to be on the whole no neck routine, and now it's, now I'm a giraffe neck.
I could see you walking out there, whole shot. But there's a video, and I'm not going to get into too much detail. But there's a detail. There's a video of a high jump. You know, the high jump or the pole vault where they jump over.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
And let's just say sometimes you got to tape stuff down because he caught the bar in a place you didn't want to catch.
He went right back down.
But I'll give you. You know what I'll say? Well, I was like, if he was single, he might got a few phone calls after that.
All right, the morning shift rolls on. Man. We're live from Flowery Branch.
What
look, if you've got a sport you think you could blend in the Olympics, you can hit us on X at 929 Morning Shift. We're live from Falcons training camp. The Falcons will be on the field in about 45 minutes. We'll keep you up to date with all the latest. And also, we'll get some more Braves on the other side of the break. Stick with us. Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.